we should really be very aware of these warnings coming from someone so influential, shouldn't we, Mr. Rees-Mogg?
I think the governor of the Bank of England has behaved quite improperly. He does not say prior to a general election that he prefers Labour economic policy to Conservative economic policy or vice versa. The Bank of England has to be independent and above these political decisions, and therefore he should be fired.
He should be fired instantly.
He should be fired, yes, that he's become a political partisan in this debate. And this undermines the Bank of England's independence, which is very important, because we need to trust the Bank of England to set interest rates for the broad benefit of the economy, not for the advantage of the government of the day. And if we can't trust him on the referendum, we can't trust him on interest rates.
So you don't think you can no longer trust the governor of the Bank of England, Mr. Rees-Mogg?
He's become a political partisan. He is acting for the political interest of the government. He has behaved in a way that he would most certainly not have done in a general election, and therefore he has lost his ability to reassure the nation of his independence.
If he were here, would he not point to the fact, look, Mr. Rees-Mogg, I'm the governor of the Bank of England, I have to set out what I think is in the interest, the financial interest of this country. That's part of my role, he might argue.
It isn't part of his role. Why didn't he do that during the general election and say which party's economic policy he preferred? The Bank of England must have views on that. It must do economic analysis that works out which policies will be more or less successful, but it doesn't dream of interfering in a general election in this way. So why is it doing so in a referendum?
If he'd called for a Brexit, would you be of the same view?
Yes, I would. I don't think it's right for people whose job is, by requirement, independent, should interfere in political events. It was an error of the bank to get so involved in the Scottish referendum a year ago.